Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's another weekend of hockey action with Stratford Warriors, and joining us in studio is the voice of Stratford Warriors, Casey Kenny. Casey, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Jamie. Thanks for having me in.
So we got a couple of home games this weekend, but let's look back to, Family Day weekend. That was a busy one.
It was a busy one, yeah, for sure. There was two games on the Family Day long weekend for Stratford. They opened it up Friday night with the Ayr Centennials in town. A good game for sure. Ayr ended up taking it in overtime 5-4, but you know, a hard fought game, and Stratford was able to get a point out of it, which was good.
Nice.
And so, yeah, it was a good performance overall.
All right, but we've got two home games this weekend, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure. So Stratford coming off a victory over Listowel on Family Day Monday. So it's always, Listowel has already clinched top seed in the Midwestern Conference, so they're a strong team, but Stratford able to defeat them in their arena on Family Day Monday. So coming off of that and using the momentum, they've, as you say, got two games this weekend. Tonight at home will be the Caledon Bombers in town, 7:30 start at the William Allman.
Okay, and what do you feel heading into tonight's game?
Well, again, I've said it a few times, but Caledon is a team that you can't take lightly. You know, I mean, and it seems like all the teams get up to play in Stratford. I think it, obviously the atmosphere, the arena, all kinds of fans, you know, so they all get up for it. And I think it'll be a tough game for sure. I don't think you can, you know, I think Stratford, hopefully if they're playing their game, will win for sure. But you can't take it for granted.
And this is a good time to check out the hockey games because the season is regular season.
There's only four
up.
Games left in the regular season. So, I mean, you got the two this weekend, and then you've got the one in Ayr next Thursday night, and then you've got one at home next Friday, and that's it.
Wow.
And then the playoffs are there. So, yeah, it should be a good game tonight, and I think Stratford, hopefully, as I say, if they're on their game, should be able to close it out. Then Brantford in town on Sunday afternoon.
All right. And tonight we should mention it is, it's a special appreciation night that's happening tonight.
Yeah, for sure. So they take the opportunity this evening to say thank you to the Billet families. We have several players who are from the States, a couple from Michigan and whatnot, and even some from different spots in Ontario. They come in and play for the Warriors, but these Billet families are their families away from home. You know, they provide a safe place for them to live, a safe place for them to continue their schooling, and a safe place for them to just, you know, to nurture, you know, and to have a family to hang out with and to do things with. And, you know, that's the nice thing about the community, and the nice thing about Stratford is that there's so many families who have always been willing to do that.
Yeah, it's been long tradition.
Yeah, right? A long tradition for sure. So tonight's a nice opportunity to say thank you. And that's what this evening's all about.
And it's also Zaire's Appreciation Night tonight. So hats off to Zaire's and Stratford for all they do with so many great fundraising events, community initiatives. Just a great place.
For sure. Excellent chicken wings as well.
And excellent chicken wings. Casey Kenny recommended.
I do.
Chicken wings. There you go. And then on Sunday, we got Brantford. Your thoughts heading into Sunday?
Yeah, Brantford's playing tough for sure, especially since the start of the new year. They brought in some assistant coaches, including former NHLer Zdeněk Konopka, right at the Christmas time. And they've been playing really strong since then. So they've defeated Stratford twice, actually, once in overtime and once in regulation in Brantford. So, they're not going to be, again, a team to take lightly. You know, they're a team that has been playing well, and I expect that's going to be a really good game, because I know Stratford, having lost to Brantford, will want to defeat them on home ice for sure.
Okay, we got two great games this weekend, and we should mention, speaking of more appreciation, it's more like a family appreciation on Sunday, even though Family Day was last weekend, a special thing for families.
Yeah, for sure. So $25 for a family to come and check out some GOJHL, Stratford Warriors action at home on Sunday afternoon. You can't beat that for sure. I mean, it's a lot of fun. The kids always enjoy it. There's popcorn and snacks and whatnot. And, you know, it's a great atmosphere. So, it's exciting for sure.
All right. So we got it 7:30 tonight. And then we've got it 1:30 Sunday afternoon. How can, if they're not checking out the games in person, how can they hear the broadcast?
For sure. Thanks, Jamie. So every game throughout the rest of the regular season, the four games, and also throughout the entirety of the playoffs, can be heard live on StratfordWarriors.hockey. Myself and Don the General MacArthur with the call. Tonight, we get going at 7:25, and then on Sunday afternoon, we start at 1:25.
I can't believe there's only like four games
left. It's crazy. It's gone fast.
Season.
It seems like we were just at the red and black game, you know, like or red and white game, rather. It seems like it just happened, you know. So this season has just completely flown by. It's been crazy. But it's exciting, though.
We'll be heading into playoffs for sure. Again, Stratford Warriors hockey with the voice of the Stratford Warriors, Casey Kenny. Casey, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jamie.